Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is a podcast where 5 minutes a day can really make a difference in the rest of your day. Hey, my name is Bobby McGraw, and I just want to say thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Now, if you're not connected to Sugar Hill Church, we are located on the northeast side of Atlanta, and we'd love for you to come and visit and check us out and call this place home. Well, around Sugar Hill Church, our kids have been talking a lot about the joy of Christmas. In fact, one of my favorite Christmas songs is Joy to the World. It's just so happy and, well, joyful. And there's just so much excitement around that. Well, this last Sunday, our kids learned on Sunday morning that we can have joy. And then Sunday night, as part of night of O Night Divine, we talked about the fact that we can have joy. And the reason why we can have that joy is because God is a promise keeper. There's a lot of places in Scripture where God makes promises. He made promises to Adam and Eve. He made promises to Abraham. He made promises to David. He made promises all throughout the Old Testament. But one of the promises that God gave is found in Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah was a person that spoke on behalf of God to the people of God, and here's his promise. He said, "A child will be born to us. A son will be given to us. He will rule over us. He will be called Wonderful Advisor and Mighty God. He will also be called Father who lives forever and Prince who brings peace. There will be no limit to how great his authority is. The peace he brings will never end. He will rule on David's throne, and over his kingdom, he will make the kingdom strong and secure." Well, who is this promise about? Well, obviously, when we read this, we know this promise is about Jesus. But just place yourself in Isaiah's day. This is hundreds of years before Jesus was born, so all they know is that God is promising a Savior. They didn't know when it was going to happen. They didn't know what it was going to be like. They really didn't know how it was going to affect them. But here's what they did know. They knew that every time God makes a promise, he always keeps his promise. So in Isaiah chapter 9, when God promises a Savior that's going to bring peace, they believed him. And so because of that, they waited. And they waited. And they waited. They waited a really long time. In fact, they waited for so long that there were some people that begin to wonder. There are some people that begin to question, is God going to keep this promise? But after 400 years, God fulfilled that promise. And that's where the story of the birth of Jesus begins, where 2,000 years ago, Mary and Joseph are engaged to get married. An angel shows up in Mary's home and says to Mary, "You are highly favored. I am the angel of the Lord. I've come to bring you good news." Well, what's the good news? He says, "You will give birth to a son, and he will be called Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Most High." And you got to imagine, Mary was confused. She didn't know how in the world this was going to happen. But the angel says to her, "Your son will be called the Son of God. Believe, for no word of God will ever fail." In other words, the angel's even saying, when God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. And so Mary's response in Luke chapter 1 is, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Well, about that time, the Roman government has this census where everybody has to be counted. So they travel to the place they were born. They travel back to Bethlehem, and Bethlehem is just jam-packed because of the other people that have traveled there. And they go from place to place, from building to building, from hotel to hotel, and they can't find any place. And you know how the story goes. The innkeeper finally gives them space in the stable. And so Jesus is born. He's placed in that manger, and there he is, the fulfillment of God's promise. Every time God makes a promise, he always keeps it. It doesn't stop there. Mary and Joseph raise Jesus. When he's about 30 years old, he starts his public ministry. When he's about 33, 34 years old, he's lived a perfect, sinless life. He goes to the cross for our sins. He dies. He's buried. He resurrects. And he makes that promise fulfilled that God had promised so long ago. That's why we can celebrate this year. That's why we can have joy. Not because there's a lot of gifts. Not because there's a lot of parties. Not because there's a lot of family coming in town. As great as those things are, the reason we can have joy is because when God makes a promise, he always keeps that promise. And the greatest promise that God ever gave to us is that he would send his own son, that through his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection, we could have a relationship of peace with God. And if there's anything any one of us needs, is we need that relationship of peace. And so today I want to encourage you, this lesson wasn't just for the kids in the room on Sunday. This lesson is for every single one of us. In the middle of the craziness, in the middle of all just the stress of the season, that we would experience the greatest gift that anybody could ever be given. And that's peace with God through his son, Jesus. And I'll be praying for that for you today. Hey, I want to invite you real quick. If you're a lady, Thursday night is Simply Christmas. And Simply Christmas is an amazing gathering of ladies within our church and within our community. And it's a great dinner, an amazing speaker, and just a good time. And so I want to invite you to go to the register section of the Sugar Hill Church app or website and grab a ticket to be part of Simply Christmas. If you're coming with friends, that's awesome. You get to hang out with them. But one of the cool things about an event like Thursday night is you're able to get to know some other ladies in our church or other ladies in our community, and it's just a really great time. And so be sure to sign up for that. Tickets are almost running out, so be sure to do that today. Hey, have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.